The streets and squares of Prague were turned into temporary laboratories and research centers this weekend for a project called Science in the Streets, organized for the second year running by the Czech scientific body Česká hlava, or Czech brain. It's an attempt to attract more young people to scientific careers. Rob Cameron went along and has this report.
A miniature rocket shoots 150 meters into the clear blue sky over a square in the center of Prague on Friday as a crowd of people, mostly young boys, look on in amazement. A few minutes later, the boys were launching their own rockets, actually water bottles filled with compressed air. In charge of ground control at the square was Michel Halle from the Euro Space Center in Belgium. He explained to me what Science in the Streets was all about.
To show to all the people that the science, it's not something strange, but you can approach the science very simple. You can show that it's not very difficult to approach science.
And it wasn't just rockets. At various locations in Prague, there was the chance to gaze at the sun through a solar telescope, create your own earthquake with a special simulator, and even watch robots playing golf. It's fun with a serious message. The problem is that fewer and fewer of those boys and girls playing at NASA rocket scientists are choosing careers in science, part of a decline that's being noticed not just here in the Czech Republic, but throughout Europe. The aim of Science in the Streets, therefore, is to win them back. Vladimir Ivanov is an award-winning student who's devoted the last 4 years of his life researching ways of destroying a particularly toxic chemical. A 19-year-old with Russian and Romanian parents, he says he's worried about the lack of interest in science.
Well, unfortunately, from my experience, I can't say that too many young people are interested in this. And I think this is a very big problem of nowadays Europe, because too many people are living in a relative luxury, so they are not thinking about doing something special, or they don't have very big ambitions. This is a paradox that even though the United States gives so much money into education and science, very many scientists come from countries like Russia or China, where 100 or 1,000 of those money that the United States gives to science is accorded to those purposes.
It's hard to measure scientifically the effect of a project such as Science in the Streets. But in today's world of multimedia entertainment and dazzling consumer technology, firing off rockets in the city centre is a good way of reminding people that someone has to study it to make it all work.
Just a reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague, and coming up next is sports with Ian.